USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A barge carrying 1,400 tons of methanol, a toxic substance, is among those to have crashed on the Ohio River near Louisville, Kentucky, yesterday, and is partially submerged. The Louisville Metropolitan Emergency Services said shortly after 2 a.m. Eastern, a vessel towing 11 barges made contact with a stationary structure. It happened at the entrance to the Portland Canal, just to the west of Louisville, near the McPine Dam. LMES stressed in a statement that there is currently zero evidence of a tank breach or any leaks, and that air and water monitoring resources are in place. Everyone can agree the U.S.-Mexico border is broken, with an unknown number of immigrants entering the United States illegally. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Although lawmakers grilled Mayorkas on a record number of drugs now getting into America under his watch and losing operational control to the drug cartels, Mayorkas believes he is doing a great job.
I have unflinching confidence in the integrity of my conduct.
Two officers with the Huntsville, Alabama Police Department were shot yesterday afternoon while responding to a call. One officer died from his injuries at Huntsville Hospital. The second officer underwent emergency surgery and remains in critical condition.
And we had a barricaded subject for a little over an hour, and then about 6:20, we were able to take that subject into custody. That subject also was injured and has been transported to the hospital.
Attorney General Steve Marshall identified the fallen officer as Garrett Crumby, a three-year veteran of the Huntsville Police Department. This week marks the 44th anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear accident. Federal nuclear experts say it was the most serious accident ever of a U.S. commercial nuclear power plant. A combination of equipment failure and operator error led to the partial meltdown of one of the plant's reactors. This is USA News.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scott's fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A citywide candlelight vigil is set for tonight in Nashville, Tennessee.
Local Nashville leaders, including Mayor John Cooper, are expected to gather at one public square park after this week's school shooting that left three kids and three adults dead. It's meant to honor the lives of the victims and lift up the survivors and families of the Covenant School. That's where police say a 28-year-old transgender former student of the school opened fire on Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
Prosecutors accused FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of conspiring to bribe Chinese government officials to regain access to more than $1 billion in frozen cryptocurrency. That's from a new indictment that charges him with violating U.S. anti-corruption laws. The indictment unsealed yesterday is the third Mr. Bankman-Fried has faced since the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange. It alleges that in 2021, he authorized bribing one or more Chinese government officials with at least $40 million in cryptocurrency to regain access to his accounts. Soft drink giant Pepsi has a new logo thanks to the public's input.
Pepsi asked consumers to describe their logo from memory. A majority said the word Pepsi was inside the red and blue globe. But in reality, the word Pepsi was off to the side of that globe. The company's chief design officer said Pepsi couldn't ignore insight from customers who already thought the name Pepsi was inside the globe, so that's where they're putting it in the new logo. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.